This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm really excited that you decided to spend this hour with me. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. We've got a great show for you today, so grab a pen and paper, your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest today is Dr. Karen Jacobson. Dr. Karen, as she's known, has been sharing her message of health and healing since 1992. She's been featured on a number of radio and television shows, and she shares her story with the world in three books, Change Your World, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles Happen, and the international bestseller, Ready, Aim, Inspire. Through her high-performance coaching, Dr. Karen helps CEOs, entrepreneurs, athletes, and individuals operate at the highest levels by improving their mind, body, and spirit to create overall wellness. By blending intuitive with science, Dr. Karen provides the keys to unlocking your ultimate potential and living an extraordinary life. This is someone who's devoted her life to helping others create the life they dream of. I'm really excited to have her with us today. Welcome, Dr. Karen.
Good morning, Janelle. Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to have this conversation with you today. I know you and I have had a number of conversations leading up to this, and I've learned so much about you, and you've got such an amazing resume. Can you just tell me a little bit more about your background and your approach to creating overall wellness?
Absolutely. I've had pretty much most of my professional career, which I've spent both in chiropractic and healthcare as a practicing family chiropractor for over 22 years, and personal development. And that really came from my personal journey and my desire to change things in my life because they weren't working. And you would say in a way that I literally stumbled upon all of these changes. When I was a teenager, I was diagnosed with systemic lupus. And I spent the time that is considered to be, you know, the best time of our life when we're in high school. I spent those days in and out of hospitals, struggling with health issues, no energy, on medications, off medications, having tests run, and not being allowed to exercise, not being allowed to be out in the sun, not being allowed to socialize. And to be honest, I was quite miserable at the time. And in addition to that, I was also, when I graduated, I had gone into the Israeli military because I was living at Israel, in Israel at the time. And when I got out of the service, I came back to the States to visit my father, who was living here. And at a fitness camp that he had, I went on some of gymnastic equipment, which was one of my passions when I was growing up. I was part of the gymnastic team in school, but I wasn't allowed to do any of that. And lo and behold, after playing on the equipment, and I tore a hamstring. And that is really how I got my introduction to health and changing my own life. And when I came back, I went back after a while, went back to Israel, and when I came back to the States, I made some changes in my diet, and I was doing exactly the opposite of what medical doctors had told me to do, and I was getting small but insignificant changes. But after I tore my hamstring, my father had sent me to a chiropractor, And that is when things really started tying together for me. And really, I had a better understanding of how the body has its own power to heal. And at the same time, I also received a gift, which was Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. So at the same time, I really started working both on the emotional spiritual side and on the physical and neurological side, and ultimately had a complete clean bill of health. Having been fascinated by the fact that all that created a change in my own life, it was really my desire to pass that on to people. So initially I started off, I was going to become a physical therapist. And I was just always wanted to help people, always wanted to help make changes in their health. But after my own journey, I realized that I had a greater calling. And that at the time was going into chiropractic school and becoming a chiropractor, really knowing that if I can heal naturally from what is considered to be an autoimmune, self-destructive, unknown cause, and my body can heal naturally, there really shouldn't be anyone that doesn't have the opportunity to experience the same, which that's why it became my mission. And when I realized how my mindset had such an effect, I really incorporated that into my practice. So all along, I really had those two two paths that I merged together in practice, where ultimately, you know, moving forward 22 years, I've really taken neuroscience, mindset, and human psychology and human potential to a higher level, and that's what I've been developing.
I love just the things you're talking about, really creating self-awareness. You said a couple things that I want to just talk about for just a minute. You said you had a desire to change what wasn't working. I think one of the challenges for people today is things aren't maybe not the way they think they should be, but they don't know what to do. And I also believe that a lot of people don't know that things could be better. So how do you get people to realize that things can be better? And how did you realize that it could be different than what it was? You didn't have to accept it.
That's a great question, because I agree with you 100%. I believe that today, especially when we have so much information, you know, we call it the age of information, and you can find everything on the internet. And at times I find it that, especially for whether it's my coaching clients or has been in the past my patients, it's been confusing. And people don't know where to start and where to go. And when it comes to change, they don't necessarily know how to start. You know, when I, let's make it simple. You know, you ever been to one of those, like the Grand Canyon? Let's take the Grand Canyon. You know how they have those big panoramic view, what are they called? They're like these telescopes.
Mm-hmm.
Where you look in and you can see. Now, let's say you point it in one direction. You're going to have a certain picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you turn it 10 degrees? Are you going to get the same picture?
Nope. No. It's going to shift.
If you turn it another 10 degrees, it's going to shift. If you turn it another 10 degrees, are you going to get the same picture? You're still going to get another different one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, has the scenery changed?
No.
Scenery is the same. No, exactly. The scenery is exactly the same. What changed was your perspective. You love that, huh?
Yeah, I like that. I like that analogy, because I'm like so many people are, I'm a visual person. And when someone gives me a concept, sometimes I get it right away, but most of the time I have to process it. But when they can give me something that I can think of and see in my mind visually, it helps me put it together, so I can kind of see that shift and you know, like I'm looking at it and I can see how that's changing.
And the point is that, you know, if you had to walk up, there's no way that you can take one look and completely take in the Grand Canyon, right?
Right.
So you have to break it down to pieces, and your mind is going to pick up the things based on maybe what your likes are, based on what you're drawn to, and how your mind is going to filter things. Well, that's really what happens in life. Because at every given second, there's 2 million bits of information that bombard us. And in our five senses, if let's just take our five senses, let's not get esoteric and talk about the sixth sense. Let's just take, you know, hearing, seeing, and touch, and smell, and taste. There's so much around us that there's no way that we can take all that information in at every given second, because we're just going to go into overload. So our mind, from the time that we are born, learns to categorize and put things into, through filters, things that are similar, it will put into one category, things that are different, it will put into another category. And so that's how we absorb the information. But the question is, how do we build those categories? We build that based on what we see around us. Kind of like a sponge, you know, from age 0 through 7, the messages that we get are filled in from our environment. What if the messages that you got, maybe at the time they were essential for your survival, but if they're no longer fitting today, all you have to do is change them.
That's something, and I know we're going to talk more about that. And it's really interesting that you say that, because that's one of the things we talk about in our Eat Great, Live Well program, is getting people to really understand how they filter information, how they look at things, what they're doing, and how that feeds the choices that they're making. I just want to, before we go to break, I just want to just touch real briefly. You mentioned the book by Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. And one of the things that she says is, if you're willing to do the mental work, almost anything can be healed. And I think that's a lot of what you've been talking about. So people might want to check that out on Amazon.com. Again, that You Can Heal Your Life. What we're going to do is we're going to go to take a short break. And I've been talking to Dr. Karen, and we've really been talking about how understanding where you are and really that foundation to get started focusing on your health. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about her motivation, and then really we're going to start talking about the way she approaches high-performance coaching. This is Janelle McCauley, and you've been listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Our annual International Conference and Business Expo is on August 7th through the 10th, and we not only have a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders, but this year you will be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only, conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, interacting, and sharing with other conference members. This will be an educational, inspirational, motivational, and transformational experience. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas, Walton Stout. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details on how you can be part of this life-changing experience.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today we're talking to Dr. Karen, and we're talking about your health. We're talking about really your overall wellness. And I really want to take a few minutes, and one of Dr. Karen's real focuses is high performance coaching. And recently I was talking to you, Karen, and we were talking about your program, Fit Brain, Fit Body, Fit Business. And I'd really like you to explain a little bit about what that means.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that as a business owner, and having run a practice for over 22 years, of course, you know, I've come over my own challenges through time. And being in the environment as an entrepreneur, I've surrounded myself with, you know, with fellow entrepreneurs and colleagues. And in conversation, one of the things that has come up is the challenges of, you know, running our own businesses, or whether it was that or a CEO who's managing big businesses and corporations and has all that stress. And I've recently also read a research article. It talks about the fact that 3/4 of small business owners report health issues due to stress at work, and whether it might be a physical ailment or a mental challenge. And with the cost of healthcare that has been rising, that has actually been the number one challenge among business owners. And the question's always been, how do I juggle this, and how do I really create a life that's in harmony, that I have a great business, great relationships, great life, and you know, the concept of I can have it all. Having had the background of both running a practice as well as being in healthcare, through years of study, I've just really been able to bring to light some of those concepts, because it's always been my desire, and I've always been driven to create excellence in my life. I've let go of perfectionism a long time ago. I must admit, I am a reformed perfectionist. And I realized that, you know, being perfect, you never get done. But being excellent always has the opportunity to move forward, because we can always improve on excellence. And so I've studied. I've studied both among my peers, but I've also studied masters and have compiled all that from my experience and my study to create a program to support others. And just the concept of fit really is about focus, intention, and transformation. And why do I talk about, you know, fit brain, fit body, fit business? Because the latter, you know, when we talk about business, as entrepreneurs, as high-level CEOs, we are our business. We bring ourselves every day. And it's not about what we're doing. It's about who we are being. And so if we can create and bring out the best out of our own potential, that's what we're stepping in to create and do in our life so that we can have the things we choose for.
I love what that stands for, focus, intention, and transformation. And they do go hand in hand. And it's interesting because this, something you just said really caught my attention too, that you really focus on creating excellence and letting go of perfectionism. I think so many people try to be perfect, and it just isn't possible to do. And you said by focusing on excellence, it really allows you to move forward. And I think that's a concept I'd really like people to really think about, is that difference between perfectionism and excellence.
And I will say, Janelle, that as women, we suffer from that more than men do. There's a tendency, recently I read some of the articles and the book, The Confidence Code, and they were talking about the differences both socially and biochemically, literally on the biochemical level, there's a difference between men and women in the way that we act. And especially most of our audience being a large dominant percentage of women, socially, you know, how many times have you thought of the woman entrepreneur or business owner who is assertive but is called B-I-T-C-H? Can we say that on radio? there's a difference, and she's considered to be too aggressive, where all she is confident and assertive. By the same token, how many of us, because of that, might shy away from stepping up and come up with a little bit less confidence, but work harder? There's a tendency more among women to really strive for that perfection, and we don't need to be perfect. We just, you know, this is the generation. It's like really about having the permission, be yourself, because that's what perfect really is. Being perfect at any level that we are, knowing that we can always improve, because that's where excellence comes in, but to really self-accept and understand that wherever we are is good for right now. It's even great for right now, as long as we continue to grow.
You really raised some great points. And when I think of myself personally, I think of, for a long time, I said I can't do something. I kept, I'm a master storyteller of telling myself why it won't work, why I can't do it. And I really got to the point, I was looking at why I was doing that, and I realized I wasn't perfect. And once I gave myself permission to be the best I could and learn, it made such a difference in opportunities that came up, things I did. And what I realized is I had a lot more skills, I had a lot more things I could do than I gave myself credit for, because I think we tend to harshly judge ourselves on what it's going to be like, what, you know, what the final product's going to be like, and don't give ourselves that opportunity to get in and try it. And I think I'm not talking down about men, but I think men are much more willing to give it a shot, see what happens, and then if it works, phenomenal. If it doesn't, they just move on. Whereas women, we tend to want to do it perfect and do it right the first time. And I think when we do that, it often gives us and holds us back from actually trying it and showing people what we're really capable of doing.
I agree with you 100%. And part of that is because of the fact, Janelle, that we are literally, our brains are wired differently. And in neuroscience, when the brain has been studied, one of the things that's been discovered is that women, when we hear words, we filter them differently than men do. So words for us also become pictures, and we attach emotions to them. That's one of the reasons why we take things so personally. And in business, we will do the same because, again, it's who we are being. We show up the same everywhere we go. So in business, we cave into those stories and we take everything personally and we're very emotional about it. Whereas men, a word is a word, you know, and the parts that they memorize is the lines from the movies. But it's just a word and they move on. They don't take it personally. And things like, you know, hormonal changes, differences, testosterone, which is more abundant in men, though both men and women have testosterone, men are motivated through testosterone, which it gives them the drive to go, and that's where the hunter comes in. They just go and do it. It's kind of ready, fire, and then maybe they'll aim, whereas for women, so often, it's ready, aim. Wait, let me double-check that aim. Is my aim correct? am I aiming to the right place? And at times that can be paralyzing.
And it really does stall us out. And I want to take just a minute, and then after break, I want to come back and actually talk a little bit more about this. But before we go to break, I want to ask you, I've been asking all of my guests really about their big why. What motivates you? Would you share with us, what is your big why, and how has it motivated you to live a healthier life?
So when I was a teenager, and I mentioned earlier, but I grew up in Israel, and by the time I was in high school, I experienced two wars. I lived in a state where there was constant threat of terror. There was a lot of fear, a lot of stress, and I watched people struggle on different levels. And then when I got sick, I saw the other side, you know, from the point of being in the hospital and seeing sick people and knowing some of the things that, you know, I was lucky living in Israel at the time that because I was there, then they refrained from things like steroids. But when I came back to the States after the service and went to doctors here and saw other people dealing with some of those health issues, I saw what was happening, and it just, you know, where you have this gut feeling that it's just not right. That's the reason why I walked away from traditional medicine. That's the reason why I was, you know, sought after different ways, different paths, the understanding that especially in a case of an autoimmune disease, my body created it. If my body created it, it made sense to me that my body can heal it. And so having to look at all that and seeing people around me suffering, there was just something in me. I was like, it doesn't have to be this way. And people have a right to choose. And people have a right to live their life differently. And if I can do it, and I've experienced it, and I have information, who am I not to share it, not to give them the opportunity to experience what I've experienced? For me, it's not, you know, why. It's how can I not?
You can tell you're very, very passionate about this, and I love the fact that you just want to share the things that you've learned and help other people just really get healthier. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you just, we're going to shift a little bit, but we're going to talk about something you call your personal blueprint for life and high-performance living. So stay tuned with us. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. Do you have a message you're dying to tell the world? Have you always wanted to host your own radio show? Join our EWN Radio Network team, just like Janelle McCauley, and give your message the voice it deserves. For details, visit ewnradionetwork.com/host.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. We've been talking with Dr. Karen, and she's been sharing her thoughts on the mind-body connection and really talking about her passion and her big why and really sharing what she's learned with others to help them get healthier. We've been sharing and talking to Dr. Karen about one of her programs called Fit Brain, Fit Body, Fit Business. And that stands for focus, intention, and transformation. And I think that's something that we can apply in our life and our business. It's important to have that balance between brain, body, to really have the best performance in your business. I want to shift just slightly because we've got so much to talk about and ask you, Dr. Karen, to talk for just a minute or two on a couple of the things that you're very passionate about. One of them is high performance living and really what that means. And then also you've got something called your personal blueprint for life. So I want to understand what that means and how you use that in helping people get healthy.
Okay. So let's start off with the aspect of what high performance living is. And if that goes back, Janelle, to what we talked about, creating excellence, you know, it really comes from the desire to play at peak level in anything that I would do in my life or that the listener would choose to do in their life. And it's how we show up. It's how are we going to play life? How are we going to do this? One of the things that I always say, you know, whether one believes in reincarnation or other lives, past life, this and that, we only get to do this once. So there's a choice. You can do it mediocre or you can play big. And high performance living is about playing big in all areas. So in order to do that, you know, there's certain things that will create in our lives, whether it's our mindset, whether it's our health, whether it's our personal performance in business, it's how we show up in relationships, it's our communication skills, all different aspects that give us the opportunity to create a full life. And in, again, with years of studying the masters, one of the starts of my journey years ago was way back in 91, when I got my first set of tapes from Tony Robbins. And I think you and I talked about this the other day, that I still have them, the little set for Personal Power 1, sitting on the cassettes, sitting in my office. Well, the other day as I was going through my chiropractic office in coaching area, I found some of the little books from the seminar that I did with that when I took his program, the UPW, which is the Unlimited Power. And that's really where my journey as far as personal achievements started, with teachers like Tony Robbins and Stephen Covey and Bob Proctor, of really understanding human potential. And, you know, the beauty is that if we walk up to the top of the mountain, there's so many ways to get there. And the truth is that none of us are really teaching anything that's new. It's how we present it that could be new. What I've done is taken everything that I've learned from health, everything that I've learned from personal development, and packaged it to create a really easy system to live at peak level.
I like the way you talk about that, because you often hear there's really no new information, but it is how you put it together. It's how you take all your information and use it and look at it. We talked earlier about filters. We all come to it where we are with a different background, with different perspectives, and we put things together and see things differently than some people do, because we've got different experiences that we're overlaying with that information. And I love looking for ideas in areas that are totally unrelated to what I do, because you can take those concepts and they can help you explain why we do things. They can help you see things differently. I talked earlier about being a visual person, and I loved your analogy of the Grand Canyon. Oftentimes I'll see an example of something and I'll be able to use it to help me explain health and wellness to someone. It's totally unrelated, but yet it's a concept that is so visual. And I love the fact that you're a continual learner, and that you're, even though you've got your medical background, you still continue to learn and read. And it's not like you've got all the information, because you know there's still pieces that you can put together.
I believe part of high-performance living is constant learning, because we have the opportunity to constantly grow and expand our own horizons. And the beauty in that is that's actually part of what helps our brain develop more, because as we challenge ourselves to new things, we're improving the performance of our brain and our mind. And so, you know, you talk about people that at old age will continue to be sharp and clear. That's not by chance or coincidence. You know, and for some people, they may not know that they're doing it, but if you have the tools to know that you can deliberately do that, why not? I mean, what is the choice? Whether I have Alzheimer's and dementia, or can I be sharp as a tack into my 80s and 90s and be useful to my environment and to my family? That's part of high-performance living.
Yeah, I think there's some people that certainly they're predisposed to dementia and slowing down mentally, but I really do believe that your environment and the things that you continue to do and challenge yourself to do make a big difference. Do you just sit and watch TV, or do you read? Do you get new information? Are you a constant learner? And I think that really does help people stay more active. I know when I stop and take a break from reading and learning, I know you kind of, your mind starts to go. It's not as sharp. So I make it a daily practice every morning to start my day by doing some reading and really just stretching myself and challenging myself to learn something new. And it's amazing, when I pick up a book, I always pick up exactly what I need to hear and read that day. It never fails.
And that's because you're in tune, and that's part of it. That's part of that spiritual connection that you have. When you live in harmony with the universe, and I know we're getting a little abstract here, but the truth is that when you live in harmony with the universe and you're also in tune to yourself, and you have that self-awareness, so many people actually live outside of their own body. And being visual, you could probably see that in a weird way, but people are not in their body. They don't necessarily truly feel their emotions. They don't connect with their body and their health. And therefore, when they act and they react, it's going to be a very different result than if we learn to embrace and live from the potential, that unlimited potential that our body has to offer us on all levels.
Absolutely.
Physically, chemically, and emotionally.
Absolutely. Can you take a minute, and talk about your personal blueprint for life and how that can help people really identify areas maybe that they want to get healthy and think, kind of like a next step?
So when we talked about we talked about the Grand Canyon before and which camera you're looking through. So our personal blueprint is really the camera that we're looking through today. And what happens is, what is stress? Stress is a certain resistance that we develop internally, because the way we see and we believe life should be, which is our blueprint, doesn't match to our reality. So, in other words, the simple thing, which was, well, I wish life was different. Wishing doesn't really get us anywhere. Action does. Even the law of attraction, you know, when people think, well, I'm just wishing that this would happen. No, the law of attraction, inside the word attraction, means take action. So when, especially when I work with clients and we talk about creating change in their life, we start out with something simple. Where are you right now? Where do you want to be? And what do you believe life should be like? And that's where a lot of those, you know, stories, remember you talked earlier about the self-talk that you might have, some of those stories. That's where those stories and programs and beliefs and self-limiting decisions come into play. And that is all from coming from the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is really the driver, not our conscious thoughts. Our conscious thoughts play 5% of our daily action. So out of 70,000 thoughts that we have per day, 5% of them are conscious. And furthermore, 90% of them are the same thoughts that we had yesterday. And what they've seen is that the majority of those thoughts are actually negative. So we just constantly reinforce, and that's the blueprint that we create. We're constantly reinforcing negative thoughts and fears and beliefs that drive our life. So once we sit down and look at that, we've got somewhere to start. Now we can start creating the change both on a conscious level and on the unconscious level, which is really the driver.
Well, we need to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that, about limiting beliefs and maybe a first step that people can take to start to rewire their thinking. This is Janelle McCauley, and you've been listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Our annual International Conference and Business Expo is on August 7th through the 10th, and we not only have a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders, but this year you will be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only, conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, interacting, and sharing with other conference members. This will be an educational, inspirational, motivational, and transformational experience. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night. Dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas, Walton Stout. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details on how you can be part of this life-changing experience.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. And today we're talking with Dr. Karen, and we've really been talking about high-performance living and your personal blueprint for life. I want to go back to something we were talking about just before the break, limiting beliefs. We were talking about kind of your filters and how they affect what you're thinking. I know a lot about this topic because that's my husband's background. He's got a background in neuroscience of change, but a lot of our listeners really aren't familiar with that. Can you maybe share something or let us know how people can start to rewire their thinking or change what they're doing now to get healthier and start on that right path?
Absolutely. And a lot of that comes in our language and in the things that we do. You know, the best example is how many times have you heard, well, during the winter, you've heard a mom say to the child, don't go out without a sweater, you'll catch a cold. Now, what's really the truth behind that? And if we actually did research and statistics, that's what we might have called in the past, you know, an old wives' tale, a myth, or, you know, don't walk underneath a ladder, you'll have 10 years of bad luck. Those are the ones that are common for people. But we develop a lot of those limiting decisions and limiting beliefs in life as we grow up. If you grow up in a household that has issues around money and you hear things like money doesn't grow on trees or there's never enough, and throughout life you find yourself struggling with survival level and never really having enough, and you kind of look around and say, well, how come I can never make enough? I can never have more. There's a belief there. And where did it come from? It came back from that time when your unconscious mind, as a child, picked up all that information and at the time made it real. So when we look at what's holding us back in life, it's our beliefs. Because the truth is, there's always more money, and me having more doesn't mean you're going to have less. And sometimes we could take care of those limiting, you know, with clients. Sometimes I'll do just a little bit of NLP, and I'll help them reframe and just think about the concept, and they'll realize that, yeah, that was something that they believed, but it doesn't really hold merit. Sometimes some of those beliefs are so deeply rooted and anchored that I might use other techniques like timeline therapy to help them remove those anchors. Because, you know, for example, you take somebody who says they've had a string of bad luck in relationships, and it seems like they're always dating the same person. It's just that the person has a different face. They're repeating a pattern. That pattern shows up because of the fact that somewhere in their blueprint they have a belief, whether it's somebody who doesn't believe that they're good enough or that they're able to find love or that they're worthy of love or whatever that belief might be. So the simple thing would be to look at an example of what I use in the Living Wellness Wheel, which is holding all different areas of life, from health to, and that could be physical health, mental health, and spiritual, emotional health. That would include relationships with loved ones. That would include social life. That would include our connection and our purpose in life, as well as our environment. And there actually, I have 8 spokes to that wheel. And one sit and evaluate and assess, where am I in life in all these different areas? And where do I want to be? And when you can look at where you are and where you want to be, well, how come I didn't get there? How is it that I am not achieving my potential? Because I know I can do more. Somewhere in there is that limiting belief. So a simple exercise would be to look at, pick one area of life and write down what your dream was. Where, you know, where at 45 you thought you were going to be, and where are you actually in life? And what's the disconnect? Start digging into why you think you haven't achieved it. That's where the beliefs will show up. You know, and they're different, you know, in different schools of thought. Some of them talk about programming, some of them talk about stories. Ultimately, they're all those anchors that hold us back.
I think that's something that people can really use when they look at, why have they not been able to lose weight? why have they not been able to get healthy? Why do they not like to exercise or put it off? Why do they procrastinate and not take action? It sounds like they could kind of go through a process and look at where they are in each of these areas and really tie
Absolutely.
It back to their behaviors.
Absolutely. Our behavior is going to dictate our belief. So if we look at the behavior, we can, if we dig enough, we can actually find the belief. And very often, as I'm sure that when you're dealing with your clients on a regular basis, you'll find things from people who pad themselves for extra weight because of love and protection issues or hiding. And you'll find people that somehow believe that if they look a certain way, they wouldn't be loved. And so they cover themselves up. You might find at times where it's more extreme, where there might have even been, I mean, that's common in cases of abuse, where there's protection behind that. Cases where they might have believed that they grew up in a family where there was poverty and they felt there's never enough. Or a simple belief that they believe that it's genetic, that it's in the family. And here's the truth about genes. Genes only are responsible for 5% of our health. It's the environment that dictates which genes are going to turn off and going to turn on. That's the whole study of epigenetics talks about it. It's the expression of the genes. And the genes are expressed solely on our mindset, what we believe, and what our environment dictates.
That's one thing we talk quite a bit about and really try to help educate people on, that they have so much more control over what how their body reacts and what they do than they actually believe they do. And once they make that shift and understand that they can take control of it, it makes such a huge difference. And I love those statistics that you've shared a couple of them with us today as we've been talking, and I think they really will help people get a different perspective on what they're doing and their role. I know we've talked about a lot of things, and We're coming to the end of our time together. Can you tell our listeners how they can get more information about what you do and about you and how they can connect with you?
Absolutely. Well, simple thing is I'm all over the web. I've got a Facebook account and YouTube account and a Twitter account and a website. And the easy thing is they're all under the same. It's doctor, but it's just DR. Dr. Karen Jacobson. So if it's the web, of course, it's drkarenjacobson.com, and Dr. Karen Jacobson is my Twitter handle, my Facebook page, my YouTube channel, my Pinterest. They're all the same, and they can find a lot of information there. I also happen to have a free gift on the website if they would like, and it would talk specifically about the different aspects of creating the ultimate potential in health, that if they would like, they're free to download that. And if they'd like to find out more information or contact me, then the phone number is 480-657-3600.
Thank you. And we'll make sure that we put a link to your website where they can get that free gift on our Eat Great, Live Well radio page too. And one final question, I always like to ask my guests if they can share one action item that our listeners can take this next week about something that we've talked about today to really help them start creating a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love. So what one thing would you recommend that our listeners do that they can do in the next week to start getting healthier?
Well, first, and to me, I always start, Janelle, with mindset. And the truth is that we always have choices, and that's really what I believe in, freedom of choice. And so if we don't like where life is right now, we have the ability to change it. So by sitting down and sitting quietly without the TV, without the internet, without the phones, you know, if you have to go sit on top of a mountain or, you know, up by a creek, wherever you might be, just sit down, take a notepad, and really go into your heart and feel, where do I want to be? Who do I want to be? And start journaling. What do I want my life to look like? Because there has to be a starting point and there has to be a direction. So if I know where I want to be and then I can look at where I am now, even MapQuest will give you directions, but it has to have a destination and it has to have a starting point. So starting by that, really taking self-inventory.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And thank you so much for being with us today and sharing such great information.
Thank you, Janelle. And really, thank you for everything that you do. Having the privilege of being part of the Phoenix eWomen and as you, as the director, it's really my honor to be part of such a great, great group.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank all of our listeners for spending the last hour with me. Until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourselves and your family. Be sure to join me each week so that we can build a healthier relationship with food together. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well. Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.